moving on to writing and automation. In the AI Writing Hub, the discussion around structuring narrative was pretty active. One standout post featured a new tool called Scriptformer that allows users to convert freeform written scripts into playable visual novels for free. This app is designed to export to common game engines like RenPy and Inkly, making it handy for interactive storytelling. We also saw discussions about the nuances of creative writing, particularly in r/book writing AI. Here, contributors explored the differences between prose-first versus beats-first approaches when using AI, and debated whether memoirs are a genre that AI can truly capture. The consensus was that while AI is great for organizing timelines or generating basic material, human input is still needed to maintain authentic emotional nuance and voice. In r/AI automations, the big topic this week seemed to be the evolving relationship between content creation and search engine intelligence. One thread highlighted a noticeable shift where users are increasingly turning to AI assistants for recommendations and comparisons, forcing businesses to rethink their content strategies toward highly structured, authoritative answers that AI can easily cite. Another important discussion focused on self-healing automations, with users sharing details about tools designed to prevent brittle scripts from breaking when websites change, moving automation beyond simple copy-paste workflows into more resilient systems. The chat continued in r/Anthropic and around various generative model announcements. On the technical side, there were deep dives into vibe coding, the concept of building complex software purely on instinct or vision, without deep engineering knowledge, and how difficult it is to bridge that gap between creative ideas and functional code. Meanwhile, Gemini's features are also constantly generating buzz. Gemini Live can now access your past chat memories and connected apps information, a highly requested feature that significantly boosts its utility. However, users are also flagging technical issues, including reports of models refusing to summarize YouTube videos or confusing billing structures when using advanced AI studio keys. Finally, in the developer communities like r/Bard and r/ChatGPT, many were experimenting with novel ways to use AI tools. One user built an entire agentic browser powered by Gemma 4, showcasing that open-source local models can power sophisticated, fully functional applications. The general sentiment across all these coding subs is one of constant experimentation, building more powerful, deeply integrated agents, and a healthy skepticism regarding the platform reliability, whether it's Google's billing or an automation script surviving a website update.